Spoken version of this Sheremaestro market report. Full article. Nutanix's relative strength snapback backs a 21% month, but volume stays light. NTNX closed at 66.61 after another strong week, with trend and activity readings constructive. Yet participation remains well below normal. Research brief. Nutanix gained 6.3% in the week to 14 August, taking its four-week move to 20.9% and its 12-week return to 41.4%. The weekly trend backdrop is active for a seventh week, and the stock sits 43.5% above its Sheremaestro trend line, but the latest volume was only 0.6 times the 13-week average, leaving confirmation thinner than the price action. Key points. NTNX closed at $66.61, up 6.3% for the week, and 20.9% over 4 weeks. The trend backdrop is active, with price 43.5% above the $46.43 trend line, and 15.7% above Sheremaestro fair value of $57.55. Activity pressure is positive at 1.78, and relative strength has improved to 7.83, but there is no fresh buy signal from activity pressure. Volume was 11.4 million shares, versus a 13-week average of 18.0 million, a 0.6x participation ratio. The stock ranks in the 76.8th percentile of its U.S. software infrastructure group, while still sitting 19.2% below its 52-week high of $82.42. Price action strengthens, but confirmation is incomplete. Nutanix ended the latest completed week at $66.61, adding 6.3% and building on a 20.9% four-week advance. The 12-week gain of 41.4% shows a sharp recovery phase rather than a single-week spike, and the stock now sits in the upper half of its 52-week range, at 67.3% of the distance between $34.01 and $82.42. The trend signal remains active with a 7-week active streak, and price is 43.5% above the $46.43 trend line. That keeps the weekly structure constructive, but the move is already 15.7% above Sheremaestro fair value at $57.55, which shifts part of the near-term debate from recovery to valuation discipline. Software context supports the move. The broader technology sector was positive, averaging a 2.9% weekly return and 12.7% over 4 weeks, with 62.0% of sector constituents showing active weekly trend signals. The sector's activity pressure breadth was weaker at 40.0%, so Nutanix's positive activity reading gives it a cleaner stock-specific profile than the average technology name. Within U.S. software infrastructure, the backdrop is healthier. Weekly trend breadth is 64.0% and positive activity pressure breadth is 65.0%. Relative strength breadth is softer at 45.0%, which makes Nutanix's own positive relative strength reading more useful. NTNX ranked 27th for the week, 24th over 4 weeks, and 21st over 12 weeks within the industry set, placing it around the 76.8th percentile. Momentum has improved faster than volume. Momentum is broad across timeframes. NTNX is up 6.3% over 1 week, 20.9% over 4 weeks, 41.4% over 12 weeks, and 59.5% over 26 weeks. The longer one-year reading is still slightly negative, at minus 3.0%, which shows the recovery has not fully repaired the prior drawdown. Market dynamics are constructive, but mixed in quality. Activity pressure is positive at 1.78, while relative strength has improved to 7.83, after a weak reading earlier in the summer. Even so, activity pressure shows no fresh buy signal, and the latest 11.4 million shares traded compares with 18.0 million over 13 weeks and 19.8 million over 52 weeks. A 0.6x volume ratio means the advance has not yet attracted heavy participation. Risk is less about trend failure than stretch. The main risk is that price has moved quickly while volume has stayed light. NTNX remains 19.2% below its 52-week high, so there is still overhead distance to work through, but the stock is also well above both its trend line and fair value. That combination can support momentum while making pullbacks more sensitive if activity pressure fades. Recent risk data are balanced. The stock has finished higher in 18 of the last 26 weeks, and 30 of 52 weeks were positive. But average losing weeks have been larger at minus 6.0%, than average winning weeks at 4.8%. Recent weekly volatility is 5.0%, below the 52-week level of 7.0%. yet the April range shows the stock can still move sharply in both directions, with a best week of 16.4% and a worst week of minus 16.3%. What to watch next? The next test is whether volume begins to confirm the price recovery. A participation ratio above 1.5 times would mark a stronger sponsorship profile than the latest week's 0.6 times reading, especially if it comes with activity pressure holding positive. The 57.55 fair value area is the first reference point for any cooling move, while the 46.43 trend line remains the weekly regime level. On the upside, the 52-week high at 82.42 is the cleanest high water mark, but the stock will need continued relative strength and broader software support to make that test more convincing. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.